from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Delivering a massive new electrical transformer to just outside Schumacher today, set the stage for a major funding announcement by Hydro One. Vice President of Engineering and Construction Ryan Doherty says $80 million is being put into the transformer station there to strengthen reliability and resiliency of the electrical network right across northern Ontario.
Hydro One will continue to reinvest in communities like Timmins to ensure economic growth and to ensure that what industry needs power, it will be there.
This is the latest step in electrifying Ontario, identified as the future of the economy. The goal is having twice the electrical capacity we have now by the year 2050. Alberta fire crews have battled nearly 1,000 wildfires this season, including the 10,000-hectare blaze that's currently burning through Jasper. Here in Ontario, however, things are different than out west and different than last summer. Ministry of Natural Resources Fire Information Officer Allison Lake says that's for a couple of different reasons.
We've had a lot more rain and cool temperatures. As of today, we've had 174 fires in the province. In this state last year, we had 481.
Lake says the province is well below its year-to-year 10-year average of 420 wildfires. The first community cookbook published 4 years ago by Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins needed three printings. It was so popular. Now the second edition is coming. It's looking for your favorite recipe and the story behind it. Committee member Betty Ann Horbel says the target date to publish is the Christmas season. Last time that was part of the success.
It can be a stocking stuffer. It can be a really great Christmas present. And especially if you have a recipe in there already, right? We really want to encourage people to submit recipes.
Horrible calls it a legacy project and says it's supported by several local groups and multicultural organizations. You can submit your recipe online or in person at the Anti-Hunger Coalition office in the former Daily Press building. The staffing ratio for Ontario's registered nurses is dead last in the country and falling further behind. That from Ontario Nurses Association Provincial President Erin Harris. She says the province needs more than 25,000 registered nurses just to catch up to the national average. The union cites new data showing there are only 651 nurses per 100,000 people. That's down 10 nurses from last year.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.